Dreamscape presents In Zanesville by Joanne Beard. Copyright 2011 by Joanne Beard. This audiobook was produced with permission of Little, Brown, and Company. Read by Joanna Perrin. The wind is rushing after us, and the clouds are flying after us, and the moon is plunging after us, and the whole wild night is in pursuit of us. But so far, we are pursued by nothing else. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities.
We can't believe the house is on fire. It's so embarrassing, first of all, and so dangerous, second of all. Also, we're supposed to be in charge here, so there's a sense of somebody not doing their job. I told you to go up there and see what they were doing, Felicia says. I told you to go up there, I reply. We've divided the kids up, three each, and two of hers were upstairs playing with matches, while the third and all of mine were secured in the backyard. The smoke isn't too bad at this point. Basically, it smells like a campfire. We still can't find where it's coming from, although the third-floor bathroom is a pretty safe bet if we listen to Renee, who is accusing Derek of setting a toilet paper fire in a wicker wastebasket. There is no sign of Derek anywhere. He set the fire and moved on to the next thing. Renee, loitering in the hallway, had played Barbie until the last possible moment and then gave up when the smoke began swirling, calling out, "Fire!"